love to have you come there too. Let you speak.
I will do my level best. I'm in the process of moving right now, changing houses. But as soon as I'm done with that, I'll make sure I get out there. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, man.
Jim Blocky, a former teacher, and the book is really great. Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. I love it. Stay where you are. Don't touch that dial on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Well, with NFL training camp set to open, you don't want to miss a minute of the action. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends at area sports bars, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matt Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt in a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, I was there, I think, last Sunday, and I absolutely loved it. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Coming up on the show, very excited, Ron Futrell will join us just after 1 o'clock. Sports anchor, reporter for 8 News Now. There is so much going on. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about it with Mick Akers, reporter from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's been reporting on the possibility of the Oakland A's coming. We're going to get the latest on that from Ron Futrell. He's been tracking that story, too. There's a whole lot to do. We'll get to it all as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:31, as we check out our conditions on area freeways, we're seeing some heavy volumes on Interstate 15 right now. So you try to work your way through the resort corridor. Yeah, 15 southbound at Sahara, you're pretty much bumper-to-bumper through there. Also, some slow flows, 15 northbound at Flamingo. Lane restrictions continue on Interstate 515, especially westbound, beginning at Eastern Avenue. That's where you go from three lanes down to two, and we're seeing some delays through that area. And do remember the overnight road work on Interstate 15. That's between Las Vegas Boulevard and Speedway Boulevard. Those limitations begin at 7 p.m.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Swung on and driven to right field and deep. This ball headed back to the wall. It is gone into the Cardinal bullpen.
The action on the Dodgers Radio Network, 4-0 the win over the Cardinals on Thursday. Tyler Anderson pitched six shutout innings. Gavin Lux hit a two-run homer. Anderson improved to 10-1. He scattered three hits with four strikeouts. The Dodgers have wins in 13 of their last 15 outings. The Rockies beat the Padres 8-5. Randall Grichuk doubled twice and drove in three runs. CJ Cron had a pair of hits in his return to the starting lineup. In 10 innings, the Astros got by the Angels 3-2. Jeremy Pena drove in the tie-breaking run in the 10th. Houston with wins in 13 of 16. Mike Trout missed his second straight game with upper back spasms for the Angels. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Macy's 4th of July sale has everything you need to make a splash at the barbecue with great deals like 50 to 60% off swimwear for all and dry off with plush Charter Club beach towels for $40. Plus, get 40% off almost all sandals now during the great sandal sale. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money bonus days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Mr. Clean. So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser,
greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've got, I believe, one more hearing of the January 6th committee. Everybody trying to figure out what happened on January 6th. We know what happened on January 6th, but the Dog and Pony Show will continue. And then it will be on to the August recess, and then we'll have an election. It's that simple. Tucker Carlson brought up a name that apparently some people have known about. I had never heard of Ray Epps, but apparently it's been in the media, and the Democrats, for some unexplained reason, don't want anything to do with Ray Epps, and I'm not quite sure why. This was Tucker Carlson last night. Why doesn't the government want you to know who Ray Epps is? Here it is.
So the New York Times has written hundreds and hundreds of articles about January 6th since it happened, describing it as a riot, an insurrection. As part of its coverage last summer, the Times published a video documentary in which the Times reported that one man was actually caught on camera planning an insurrection, encouraging a breach of the Capitol complex. That man's name is Ray Epps. Now, the New York Times noted that Epps was videotaped on both January 5th and January 6th, urging protesters to storm the Capitol. Here it is.
We need to go in to the Capitol.
Let's go!
I'm going to put it out there. I'm probably going to go to jail for tomorrow. We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol. Peacefully. Fed. Peacefully. Fed.
Okay, Bob. Grab the word. As soon as the president starts speaking, we go to the Capitol. The Capitol's this direction.
Now, in a lot of ways, that's the strangest video to emerge from January 6th. We played it several times in this show. Quote, we need to go into the Capitol, Ray Epps tells the crowd. He says it repeatedly. He's so emphatic about it, encouraging other people to commit a crime, that the crowd around him decides he must be a federal agent. They began chanting, as you just heard, Fed, Fed. So shortly after that video surfaced, the FBI placed Ray Epps on a list of people wanted for questioning, and they released it to the public. And you can understand why they did that. According to the Justice Department, what Ray Epps did on that video is a federal crime. In fact, the Biden administration has charged several people with seditious conspiracy for doing precisely what you just saw Ray Epps do, urging others to enter the Capitol complex on January 6th. Here, for example, is a quote from a DOJ press release. It describes the federal case against five members of the so-called Proud Boys, the group you're supposed to be terrified of. Quote, on January 6th, 2021, the defendants directed, mobilized, and led members of the crowd onto the Capitol grounds and into the Capitol, end quote. Again, that's what you just saw Ray Epps tried to do. But here's the difference. Others who have done that are in prison or facing long terms in prison. But no charges have ever been filed against Ray Epps, despite the fact there's no question he did it, because once more, it's on tape. That's very strange. It just is. And we don't care how many people call us names for pointing that out. It is strange. And we'd like an answer to what the heck is going on. Now, we've asked Ray Epps on this show repeatedly to explain why he thinks he has escaped prosecution. And we'll ask him once again tonight. And we will keep asking, because we think it is a very obvious and important question that gets to the heart of what is this exactly. But it's amazing how little Democrats want to hear about this. Again, Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney have spent the last year staging an investigation at great expense and then a series of public show trials, arresting people in their homes, supposedly designed to discover how and why January 6th happened. But they remain curiously uninterested in the Epps case. We've got what seems like an actual insurrectionist on tape, but they don't want to talk about it. And they definitely don't want you to talk about it or ask any questions.
When I saw this, and I started doing a little research on it, the first thought that crossed my mind was this must have been an inside job. That maybe government officials were the ones guiding this mob. And it does beg the question. I mean, and why not ask the question? of how Ray Epps, as vocal as he was on January 6th, suddenly is not prosecuted, doesn't spend a day in jail, has no federal charges against him. It just doesn't make sense. Stay where you are. More to do. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by the good folks at Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the great men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. We love them, we respect them, and we thank them. Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
South Point presents a special tribute to the iconic London rock group, Queen. New to the South Point, Bohemian Queen. July 15th to the 17th. Tickets on sale now at the South Point box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Bohemian Queen at the South Point.
Chuck, I know it's super easy, but can you walk our listeners through the process of getting a signature loan at Dollar Loan Center?
You'll just need a couple things. Bring along your state-issued ID, recent pay stub, and a few pieces of mail to prove where you live. And if you're getting a loan online at don'tbebroke.com, you can scan and upload all your documents right to our members area.
Sounds easy. How long does the whole process take?
We print up the contract, walk you through it step by step, explain exactly what the costs are. We want to be sure you can really afford the loan. For a new customer, all this takes around 30 minutes, and you're out the door, cash in hand. Once you're in the system, it's even quicker.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. The power of electrical devices is measured in the wattage that they use. A 1,500-watt hair dryer will dry hair faster than a 1,000-watt one. Hearing loss might be measured in wattage, as in, what did you say, or just what? Studies have shown that people with untreated hearing loss often become frustrated, leading to irritation, withdrawal, isolation, and loneliness, and are sometimes viewed by others as being disinterested, aloof, or crotchety. Not good. So if you or someone you love is suffering from too much wattage, call Shelley. Come in, find out what we can do about it. No charge. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A week ago, I was down at Treasure Island and had a chance to hook up with the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He got my name pronounced wrong, but it was wrong on the teleprompter, and that happens from time to time. But he took a really nice picture. His people took a really nice picture of the former president and me. I just got a copy of it. We're going to put it up on our website. So if you haven't been to our website, KevinWallRadio.com, it'll be up probably by, I'm guessing, by 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. And you'll see the president giving me a thumbs up, which I greatly appreciative of. Something just came across that just stunned me. There are some institutions that you just assume will stand the test of time. But in this particular case, three station casino properties are going to be closing. Gentleman Jim Dallas is a guy that spent his share of time in casinos in our town, and three longtime casinos are going to be closed permanently. It's a little sad, to be honest with you. Jim, what do you have?
Yeah, it's very sad because they're in all parts of town. Texas Station, they are over there off of Rancho, and there's a lot of people that that like to go there. Of course, Red Rock Resorts is the parent company, and once the pandemic hit and these properties were shut down, Fiesta Rancho and Fiesta Henderson are the other two properties besides Texas Station that they're shutting down. It is sad because, the old saying, build it and they will come. Well, shut it down due to a pandemic and they won't come, and that's exactly what happened. And every time I hear the president brag about, we increased the jobs numbers and jobs, and you hear stories like this, you know that a lot of people lost their jobs in 2020 to never return to the workforce again. And remember, not too long ago, there were job openings and people wouldn't apply for the jobs because of the money that this administration has given to these people through the America Recovery Act. And, of course, they're trying other ways to put money in people's hands. But they're just printing money. And that is making the dollars that we do have in our pocket less valuable. And this is just part of the shutdowns and why these are never coming back is because they killed their business model.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that's so disappointing about it is that these were businesses that catered to locals.
That's it. And that's what Station Casinos takes pride in. Boulder Station, a lot of people go there on the east side. At least they are still open, and they're thriving. I drive by there, and there's always people in the parking lot.
Yeah. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take you live to Saudi Arabia. The president speaking after meeting with Saudi leaders about oil. This is the president live right now in Saudi Arabia.
And to the United States, with respect to the murder of Khashoggi, I raised it at the top of the meeting, making it clear what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. And it was exactly, I was straightforward and direct in discussing it. I made my view crystal clear. I said very straightforwardly, for an American president to be silent on an issue of human rights, is this inconsistent with who we are and who I am? I'll always stand up for our values. So that's a quick summary of tonight's outcomes. Tomorrow, with 9 leaders from around the region, we'll have more. One thing we will discuss is the multi-billion-dollar commitment of the GCC to invest in the Partnership for Global Infrastructure Investment, which I announced at the G7 last month, to help address infrastructure needs of low- and middle-income countries who don't have the wherewithal to borrow the funds to meet the needs of their people. And after years of failed efforts, we have now finalized an agreement to connect Iraq's electric grid to the GCC grids through Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, and deepening Iraq's integration into the region and reducing its dependence on Iran. And it was pointed out to me that I was reminded by staff at the time at the meeting that I tried to do that back when I was in the early days of my vice presidency. Finally, it's done, being done. Tomorrow, I'll also be laying out an affirmative framework for America's engagement in the Middle East to build on these important steps going forward. The bottom line is this trip is about, once again, positioning America in this region for the future. We are not going to leave a vacuum in the Middle East for Russia or China to fill, and we're getting results. I'll take a couple questions now.
Mr. President, what was the Crown Prince's response to your comments about Khashoggi?
He basically said that he was not personally responsible for it. I indicated I thought he was. He said he was not personally responsible for it, and he took action against those who were responsible. And then I went on to talk more about how that dealing with any opposition to the or criticism of the Saudi administration in other countries was viewed as, to me, a violation of human rights.
Sir,
two quick questions, if I may. First, we just heard from Jamal Khashoggi's wife, who said, after this visit, the blood of MBS's next victim is on your hands. What do you say to Mrs. Khashoggi?
I'm sorry she feels that way. I was straightforward back then. I was straightforward today. This is a meeting. I didn't come here to meet with the Crown Prince. I came here to meet with the GCC and 9 nations to deal with the security and the needs of the free world, and particularly the United States, and not leave a vacuum here, which was happening as it has in other parts of the world.
On gas prices, if I may.
There you go. The president in Saudi Arabia after meeting with Saudi leaders, including the Crown Prince. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours.